we call them horned toad, maybe, I don't know. We had a horned toad. We have several types of lizards. Mountain boomers, that's probably what the...
Do any of these sting?
Stinging scorpion's about the only one that's... that ain't a lizard. We don't have any lizards that I know of that sting.
Uh-huh. Over in the west, I heard about a stinging lizard that sting you with his tail. I just wondered if this was the same as a scorpion.
No, a scorpion is small. It really isn't a lizard, is it?
I guess they call them arachnids or something, technically. I put my bare foot on one of those a couple of years ago.
On a lizard or scorpion?
Scorpion.
Boy, don't they hurt?
Oh, he was cocked, and I was ready to go. I held an ice cube on it. Well, I had a bunch of ice cubes on it for about an hour, I guess. Still burned like sin. The next morning, it was all right.
I picked up a post up on a place on hill. I've never seen any down this bottom. But up on my prairie place up there, I picked up a post one day and one stung me right in the palm of the hand. I tell you, I want to tear my hand off.
Mm. What'd you do?
The only thing I had up at the time was some gasoline. I kind of soaked it in gasoline.
Did that help?
It seemed to.
I've heard about people were bit by snakes putting their foot in a tub of kerosene or something.
That and kerosene is an old remedy for several things, especially nail. Step on a nail, I always soak the foot in kerosene.
I was a turpentine man myself.
Turpentine and kerosene.
Turpentine for the outside and soda for the inside. No wonder I didn't die. Do you have those animals around water here that croak, maybe get that long?
Croak? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the big one?
Big green croak.
You eat their legs?
Yeah.
How about the little ones that...
toads?
Yeah. And the little frogs that, well, maybe are about that long and make an awful racket.
Little, we call them tree frogs.
You mentioned using barrel hoops yesterday. What did you say you used those for?
Making hoop nets, and then a lot of times as a kid we'd use them. Most of the time, they weren't too good for that, but you'd make a hoop and we'd roll them with a hoop.
And you said you used these for fishing, and you also used trot lines. What did you use for bait on your trot lines?
Well, we use worms and crawfish, red worms, crawfish. Sometimes we use dough bait.
Mm-hmm.
And
is the red worm a little one, or is that a big one?
It's pretty big. Probably they run anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in length.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a boat?
Row boat.
Where did you tie it?
It's generally tied it to a tree on the bank.
And then if the river came up, you could slide up the tree, huh? When you're around water, when you notice these insects that maybe get that big and have these two sets of wings out here and they can hover, fly backwards, and swoop and dart, what do you call those things?
Now, are you talking about bats?
No.
Live in the water?
No, live around water. They look something like this.
Oh, I always call them snake doctors.
Uh-huh.
Dragonflies are another name that they...